I'm joined by Corey Johnson. He's the director of curriculum for the Burlington Community School District. He has been in that position for 3 years, and he is joining me today. Pat Cohen is out, I guess, a little under the weather, but that's another story. But Corey Johnson, again, dealing with curriculum. We're going to talk about some of the issues that he has been facing and also a little bit about some other things that are coming up. We've got some sign-ups, summer school, summer camp, or not summer camp, but summer school and kindergarten roundup and all of those sorts of things. But the challenges of being the curriculum director to Corey Johnson, I say, Corey, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Real good. And again, it's you're filling in today, but we're glad to have you. And you know, I guess what I'd like to start is looking back a year and looking back at the challenges that you faced, the challenges the whole district faced in dealing with a pandemic and trying to shift gears. How difficult was that challenge for you?
Well, you know, when we look back just a year ago, you know, last April, we were still in the midst of trying to determine how to best look at it and how to best utilize the programs that we had and how to help kids continue through. You know, as a district, we had to pivot really quickly, and pivot's become one of those buzzwords for us, or a motto for us this over the past year. You know, I'm really proud of our staff, of our administrators, of our teachers, our food service workers, everybody who has stepped up over the last year and you know, done their job in some cases relatively normally, in a lot of cases very differently.
And
the district
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, as a district last year, we focused really quickly on trying to continue providing learning opportunities for kids. We were really, I think, one of the first districts in the area to transition and maintain our teaching and learning in a remote way, and did our best to keep kids engaged in the curriculum, even though they were engaged remotely before it was something that we were required to do by the state. Lots of great partnerships through that process with WineGuard to provide us with some stronger antennas, to Mediacom, who has worked with us this year to get internet into some low-income homes. And again, just all the we've had to do a lot of very innovative things in a very short period of time, but I'm so proud to work with the people that I work with, and their ability to very quickly make the shifts that we needed to make to keep teaching through the pandemic.
As you move from one school year to the next school year, and we've had Pat on. Dual programming was a word that Pat was using. That was dealing with the fact that you had a program, obviously, where you had students that were in class, but you also had students that were in 100% remote learning. So there was, in essence, the programming challenges to try to keep that going, basically doing dual programming. I'm going to guess the hardest, there's certain areas that are the hardest. I'm going to guess auto body is probably a pretty hard one to do with that one, isn't it?
Yeah, there are certain courses that really don't lend themselves very well to virtual learning. And some of those are the classes that have, you know, again, some of those hands-on components. And, you know, we've done our best through this year, to, you know, teach through a pandemic. And now we're in the process of learning the lessons and trying to, you know, and moving forward. And as we look to the future, one of the exciting things that we are in the process of implementing is a permanent virtual program option for families. And we've recently appointed one of our administrators, Beth Shurtleff, to be the principal for that program and oversee it. And we are working with some other districts in our area to build a regional program that really supports those families and those students who want a virtual learning option, to be able to provide that virtual learning option in a very high quality way, right here locally, not having to enroll in a distant program somewhere. And being local gives us that opportunity to continue, you know, more personal connections, to really manage the program in a way that we think is best for teaching and learning. But as we do that, like you said, there are limitations. So the curriculum isn't necessarily the exact same set of courses that you would take if you were in person. What we did this year is, you know, to the greatest extent possible, we tried to continue our typical course offerings, but try to shift them to be virtual. And as we look to next year, we are really thinking much more innovatively about that program and really thinking about, you know, really designing a true virtual program from the ground up. And so some of the course offerings and opportunities will be the same as in-person students, and some will be different, like you mentioned.
And so in other words, you'll have more options that will be available if you wish to take advantage of those. As you look at the future, as you look at the fall of 2021, and as we continue to see vaccinations, and we'll get into a vaccination clinic that you've got coming up here, but as you continue to see that, do you see us pretty much at back to normal by the fall of this year?
Well, I hope so. I really hope so. It'll be really interesting, as we look at our current rates in the county and across the country. There is, a lot of variability in what the rates look like. I think one of the biggest factors for us as a school district will be the availability of vaccines for children. Right now we have, any staff member who has wanted to be vaccinated at this point has been vaccinated and worked really closely with Des Moines County Public Health to make that happen. Students who are 16 years of age are able to access the vaccine. We want to make sure that, not only are we keeping our staff safe, though, is that we're keeping our entire student body safe. And until, there'll be a lot of, it'll be very interesting to see what happens in terms of availability of vaccines for children and what we learn through the science, and how the virus continues to, the reality around the virus continues to shift this summer in terms of its impact on children.
One of the things that I've seen and read in the most recent study, and this was a Pfizer study that showed that children as young as 6 months up to age responded very well. In fact, 100% efficacy for the younger children. So that leads hope to hopefully getting this system or this entire pandemic supposedly in our rear window. One of the things I did want to talk about, a kindergarten roundup. You've got that coming up pretty soon. Is that right, Corey?
Yep. We actually have already had our in-person event for kindergarten roundup and welcomed a lot of incoming kindergarten students to our buildings. But we know that there are some folks out in the community who may have missed that or may have recently relocated here, and we do our best to get that information out. But if you've got a child or you know a child who will be 5 on or before September 15th, we really need you to reach out to the Burlington Community School District. Any of our elementary buildings are here at the district office, and get yourself on the list so that we have good planning numbers and are able to get you, help you get your child prepared for kindergarten next year.
Okay, so just call the main number? Is that the thing to do?
Yep, so the easiest thing to do would be to call our main number, which is 753-6791. Or, again, you can call any of our elementary school buildings, and they will help you get you the information that you need to have in order to get prepared for the start of kindergarten in the fall.
Summer school. Summer school, obviously things changed last year because of that. How did summer school, what are you looking at for summer school for this year?
Yeah, so, I think one of the great things about our district is, again, like you mentioned earlier, is all the opportunities that we have and our investment in opportunities for kids. And so we've always had a very strong summer school program, and at least for the past few years, and really done some very innovative things and very engaging and fun, exciting things. Not your stereotypical credit recovery summer camp, if you will. But what we're really looking to do for this year, and we do have some, you mentioned COVID and the impact of the pandemic. One of the things that we've gotten out of that as a resource is we do have some additional federal recovery funds to help us with our recovery process. And one of the things that we'll be investing heavily in is our summer programs. So really taking those programs that we already have and expanding those and providing more opportunities and more availability and more seats And we have programs really for preschool through 12th grade. So, you know, at preschool level, we support the Safety Town program, and really our staff works well with that program and offer those opportunities for our youngest children. Students at the elementary level have a summer school opportunity that we host, which runs mostly pretty much the month of July. A little starts at the end of June and runs into the first week of August. We have a great staff, and we've added additional staff to that program so that we can serve more students in our elementary summer school. At the middle school and intermediate school level, we're going to do something new this year. We've always had a summer camp, and we use a local campground, like Camp Al-Qaeda, to do a day camp activity. And we're still going to do that program. We're also going to add another opportunity for kids in the month of July for academic enrichment camp, and really more club and interest focused activities for kids at intermediate and middle school to sign up for. And there'll be a couple sessions. So again, if you've got a student in the intermediate or middle schools, watch for that information. There'll be three sessions of camp this summer that they will have an opportunity to participate in, one, two, or all three of them. And then at the high school level, again, expanding the number of seats that are available. And if you're not familiar with our high school summer programs, the same courses that are offered during the school year, but some different courses that we offer in the summer, some blended courses that get kids out into nature, enjoying the outdoors. So we want kids to, you know, students and parents to know you're not sitting inside all summer long. Some of our courses, you know, as one example, we've done courses before that are combinations of science and PE, where students are doing ecology and conservation projects and learning about nature and learning about water testing and learning about soil sampling, but they're actually getting out into our local parks and our local waterways and doing that testing in the field. So they actually get a dual credit for that with PE as they go along. Because they're out hiking, they're out jogging, they're out canoeing, they're out kayaking, and doing those physical activities while they're actually doing the real world application of the science concepts. And so a lot of exciting opportunities.
And you're also able to, summer programs also give you the opportunity to make up maybe some things that were missed during the school year. Is that right?
Yep. So, you know, again, we really try to structure our summer programs both ways. We really try to structure it in ways to help and support kids who are who maybe have some unfinished learning or have some unmet learning needs. And then we also try to provide opportunities for students who are really trying to get ahead or who just really want an enriching experience. So we really, really work to have opportunities for any student. Not just your stereotypical remedial summer school programs, but really working to meet our students where they're at and move them forward. And I think that's really been a piece of this, you know, when we think about the coronavirus and the impact of the coronavirus throughout the past year, not just for us here in Burlington, but for all schools across the country and frankly across the world. We know that we have some more unfinished learning than we might typically have. So summer school is a great opportunity to reinforce and finish up some of that unfinished learning.
Good things are on the horizon. Corey Johnson, thank you so much for joining me today. And good luck. We'll look forward to maybe having you fill in again, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks. Have a great day, Steve.